Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out what you're going to watch this weekend.
American Media Export. Wiggins America.
Chris Woolsey, our streaming correspondent, is here. Chris, tell us what to watch this weekend.
Oh my goodness. Vizia Watch Free Plus has so many amazing summer blockbusters. We want to really just squeeze the last drops out of this summer movie season, so we have got some incredible titles for you. My favorite this month I want to start with is the 2005 remake of the 1933 original King Kong, directed by Sir Peter Jackson. Incredible star power in this: Naomi Watts, Jack Black, Adrian Brody, Andy Serkis. It is an incredible film.
I just saw a portion of this. It was like a walking through an airport type of situation the other day, and I started watching. I watched about 15 minutes of it, and I forgot how good of a movie that is.
It is really, really fun. A few years back, my wife's boss actually gave us the director's cut on DVD, and it is spectacular. I mean, there are so many Easter eggs in this movie that it should have been sponsored by Cadbury. It's there are so many homages to the original, and so many little, like, if you watch really closely, there are so many stars. Like at one point, Frank Darabont, the director of The Green Mile and Shawshank Redemption, plays one of the biplane fighter pilots. It's pretty amazing.
Oh yeah, boy, the director's cut's got to be like 5 hours long, because that's already a long movie. I saw 100%. Another one on the list here. Season of the Witch is one that I never saw, from 2011.
Very fun, very fun. So this is a, what genre do I shove Nicolas Cage in this one? It's a biopic period piece action fantasy film. So Nicolas Cage is escorting Claire Foy from The Crown. She's been accused of being a witch. He's escorting her. It takes place in like the 12th century, and he's escorting her to her trial as a witch. And as they go along, he comes to understand that what has been she's been accused of is not actually true, and he has to figure out a way to get her out. Ron Perlman from Hellboy's in this as well. Super fun. If you love watching Nicolas Cage chew on the scenery, which I adore, it's a great one.
Is there any actor of the last, other than maybe Pedro Pascal this year, of the last 15 years that has been in more movies than Nicolas Cage?
I don't think so. He really is the Stephen King of Hollywood. I mean, the guy's working on like 7 films at any given time, and I'll watch 6 of them.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. I was hoping for some like industry background as to why Nicolas Cage.
I think at one point he was in crushing debt. He had bought like
that's what I heard.
Islands, and yeah, I think he bought the Elephant Man's bones from Michael Jackson or some crazy thing. I don't know.
I referenced that movie with Pedro Pascal. I can't remember the name of it, where he actually plays a version of himself trying to get out of debt at the beginning of it, as I recall. I wish I could remember the name of that movie.
The Incredible Weight of Brilliance?
That's
or
it.
Something.
The Incredible Weight of Massive Talent.
That's it. That's what it is.
Yeah.
And it's so wonderful. I adored that film. And I love any time a star has the aplomb to lampoon themselves. I'm on board 1,000%.
Which he totally does in that. I would say Pedro Pascal kind of does in that too. That is a very self-aware movie. That by the end of it, you're going, am I watching a movie, or are they making a movie to show me that they're making a movie?
It's very meta. It's very
exactly.
meta, and I'm so impressed that you picked up on all of that. Speaking of which, Pedro Pascal, you need to watch Eddington if you haven't seen that yet.
I haven't even heard of it. What's that?
Oh my gosh. It's a small town in New Mexico during COVID. Pedro Pascal is the mayor, and Joaquin Phoenix is the sheriff, and they both have very different ideas about how COVID should go. And man, is it good. Ari Aster directed it, who is sort of an avant-garde A24 director. It is phenomenal. It doesn't tell you what to think. It just lays out a table for you and says, enjoy, talk amongst yourselves. It's really great.
Is it like drama or action movie or what?
Very, very drama. Okay. With like, it's very, it feels Coen Brothers-y. It's very dramatic with like drops of humor.
Gotcha.
But man, is it good. Eddington just came out on streaming last week. Highly recommend it. You of all people, I think, are going to appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm writing that one down. Anything else we should hit, especially on Vizio?
Gosh, well, there's so much good stuff this month. I would also say Den of Thieves, which is one of my all-time favorite type of caper films, where you get to see the caper from both sides, both the criminal masterminds who are trying to rob this, it's like this bank robbery crew, and then the LA County Sheriff's, this elite unit run by Gerard Butler, who's trying to stop these guys. So it feels like Heat, all those great, crunchy police procedural films. It's really great. Den of Thieves, 2018. Pablo Schreiber is in this. O'Shea Jackson Jr. from Cocaine Bear. Highly recommended. Very action-packed.
Well, if Chris, thank you so much for all the suggestions. And if you've listened to Chris and I talking right now and you don't have anything to watch this weekend, it's your fault, because we just gave you lots of great titles. So, Chris, thank
Amen.
You again.
You betcha. And people can just go on their Vizio TV, click on Watch Free Plus. It'll take them right to it. If you don't have a Vizio TV, just pop over to your favorite mobile app store, download the free Vizio mobile app, create a free account, click on live TV, and you too can watch over 300 free streaming channels filled with tens of thousands of free movies and TV shows.
Perfect. Thank you as always. And if you listened last week to Wiggins America, we're going to take a short break here and come back and share a lot of your feedback with the creative idea I had for revitalizing cities. Some of you had creative proposals yourself, and I'm going to share those with you next. Stick around.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.